The following is a BTS podcast for AboveTopSecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, fellow Bizarros, to the show. It's a show that celebrates the amazing, the weird, the stupid, and sometimes utterly ridiculous events of our weird, wide world. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your tour guide, so to speak, through this cornucopia of comedic conundrums. Everything you hear in this program has been documented and is certifiably 100% real and true. So if you're ready, hold on as we embark on this wild ride we call Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
A U.S. woman who has been growing her fingernails since 1979 has made the Guinness Book of World Records. Lee Redman, age 65, from Utah, qualified for entry in the 2007 edition after her nails reached a combined length of 7.5 meters. She is going to have them all removed by laser on November 22nd of this year. Mrs. Redman treated her nails daily with warm olive oil and nail hardener and says she can do most household chores without a problem, including shaving her husband. I wonder if he asked her to scratch his back also. A Chinese court has been criticized for using a computer program to help decide prisoners' sentences. The Sichuan District People's Court has reportedly used the software in more than 1,500 criminal cases. The program, created by a Beijing-based company, covers about 100 different crimes, including robbery, rape, murder, and crimes against the state. The judge enters the details about the case, and the system then produces a sentence, reports the South China Morning Post. The software developer Qin Yi was quoted as saying, "The software is aimed at ensuring standardized decisions on prison terms. Our program sets standard terms for any subtle distinctions in different cases of the same crime." The court's chief judge, Wang Hongmi, said, "The software can avoid abuse of discretionary power of judges as a result of corruption or insufficient training." But the move has been criticized by a section of the Chinese media as a farce that just highlights the laziness of the court. An Indian grandmother has revealed she eats about a kilo of sand a day to stay fit and healthy. Ram Rati, who is 80 years old, considers sand to be an essential part of her daily diet and eats a kilo of it before breakfast, lunch, and her afternoon tea. Ram, who lives in Chennai in Lucknow, told Asian News International, "When young, I tried it for fun once. Since then, I've grown quite used to it. My brothers and relatives pestered me to quit it, but it was all in vain. I eat it on an average of about 1 to 1.5 kilos of sand every day." Her granddaughter, Shikha, said, "The doctor says if she has no health problems, go ahead and let her eat it. We think that it suits her health quite well." A U.S. news reporter uncovered a marijuana plantation growing outside the front door of a police station. Jana Gort of the Duluth News Tribune found 12 plants of marijuana growing outside the West Duluth Police Substation in Minnesota. She heard a rival news team talking about something interesting in front of the police station and decided to go check it out herself. Gort took a walk around the building and found the marijuana plants, which she promptly plucked one of the leaves and brought it back to the newspaper. "I needed some evidence," she said. "I didn't know if anyone would believe me. I didn't think it was such a big deal. I just thought it was rather amusing." Duluth City Gardener Tom Casper was given the leaf for inspection and definitely confirmed that it did come from a marijuana plant. John Beyer pointed out that he, his police officers, and the public used that back door entrance for the police station. The front door was usually locked and not used. "The only thing I can say is somebody has a sense of humor," Beyer said. "Now they'll read about it in the paper and say, yep, that was me." A breakdown patrolman managed to get a stranded woman's car started by using her dog. Juliet Pisley, who is age 39, had changed the battery in her electronic key fob, but was then unable to start her car, reports the BBC. When AA patrolman Kevin Gorman arrived at the scene in Addison, Surrey, he found the immobilizer chip was missing. Paisley said her dog, George, had eaten something, and realizing that it was probably the chip, he put the dog in the front seat and started the car with the key. Mr. Gorman then said, "I was glad to get the car started for that member. They will now have to take George with them in the car until things take their own natural course of action. It is the first time that I've had to get a dog to help me start a car." A Japanese speed eater has crammed in another world's record. Takiro Kobayashi came out top in Boston's first ever lobster roll eating challenge. Kobayashi ate 41 rolls in 10 minutes. The other challengers managed 25 between them, report the Boston Globe. Speaking after the win, he said, "I think I could probably eat a few more." Crazy Lakes Conti, a Massachusetts native and 11th-ranked competitive eater in the world, said Kobayashi's edge is his ability to stay focused. He said he taps into something that the greats like Lance Armstrong and Tiger Woods do. He knows that the game is not on the field, but in your mind. Kobayashi is famous for holding the world's record for eating 53 hot dogs in 12 minutes. Doctors from a Romanian town want all their nurses to wear miniskirts. Doctors from Lasi have written to officials saying that they want a change. They claim the old uniforms are just out of date. Their demand has been taken into consideration by the National House of Health Insurance. Dr. Lilian Serban, who is the head of the local authority, said, "I believe all the women nurses and doctors should wear miniskirts. It would be much more elegant."
Bizarro Holidays.
Well, we just missed out on one of my favorite days, which was yesterday on the 28th of September, which was Ask a Stupid Question Day. Today, the 29th, it's Poisoned Blackberries Day. On the 30th, it's National Mud Pack Day. October 1st, World Vegetarian Day. On the 2nd, we have Name Your Car Day. It's also the Chinese Moon Festival. And it's also the National Custodial Worker Day. On the 3rd, of course, it's Oktoberfest, Techies Day, Virus Appreciation Day, October 4th, National Golf Day, and National Frappe Day, and also the National Frugal Fun Day. On the 5th, it's the Do Something Nice Day, and World's Teachers Day, and the National Storytelling Festival. On the 6th, it's the German-American Day, Come and Take It Day.
Bizarro Facts!
A sealed room would need 32 trees to provide enough oxygen to keep one person alive. There are 12 recorded cases of people who worked at computers developing mild telescopic vision. The idea that the boogeyman will get you comes from the Boogie tribe, who still inhabit an area of Indonesia. These people still act as pirates today and will attack passing ships. Oddly, lower back pain is a very accurate predictor of longevity. You will live longer with pain than without the pain. More firemen are hurt responding to false alarms than are hurt in actual fires. Americans waste 2% of their lives making and receiving wrong phone number calls. A whale's penis is called a dork. Well, folks, that's going to do it for our first segment of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be seeing you next week. Until then, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but keep your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.